Snow cover across the U.S. has dramatically declined. USDA meteorologist Brad Ridby.
Almost half the country was covered by snow on January 15th, and by the morning of January 20th, that figure was down to 25% on the strength of very mild conditions across the plains and the Midwest.
A little bit of cool weather lingers in the east, and there's still some snow in the mountains in the west, but that's a sharp reduction over a five-day period.
Even in some of the northern areas where snow remains on the ground, it's fairly shallow. Just a quick example, on the morning of the 20th, only 2 inches on the ground in Great Falls, Montana, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, Buffalo, New York, and Burlington, Vermont.
The impact agriculturally.
We have significantly eroded winter wheat's protective snow cover across the Great Plains. At the height of this cold outbreak, 7 to 10 days ago, we saw snow cover all the way down through the Central Plains and through much of the Midwest, which did provide wheat with some insulation.
That's now gone, and wheat is exposed if there's a freeze. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.